There's a complicated sky of cold front ragged cloud under swathes of high cirrostratus and a headwind that sends larks up like chaff as we walk through the fields. Clouds of linnets bounce, half midges, half musical notation, along the hedges surrounding my old home. And all is out of sorts as far as that notion of home lies, because my father isn't here.
The haggling business, which had mainly depended on the horse, became disorganised forthwith. Distress, if not penury, loomed in the distance. Derbyfield was what was locally called a slack-twisted fellow. He had good strength to work at times, but the times could not be relied on to coincide with the hours of requirement, and having been unaccustomed to the regular toil of the day labourer, he was not particularly persistent when they did so coincide. Tess, meanwhile, as the one who had dragged her parents into this quagmire, was silently wondering what she could do to help get them out of it. And then her mother broached her scheme.
At 6:30, Viv was in the cloakroom at Portman Court. She was standing in a lavatory cubicle, being sick into the bowl. She was sick 3 times, then straightened up and closed her eyes, and for a minute felt wonderfully tranquil and well. But when she opened her eyes and saw the lumpy brown mess she'd brought up, a mixture of tea and half-digested Garibaldi biscuits, she retched again. The cloakroom door was opened just as she was coming out to rinse her mouth. It was one of the girls from her own department, a girl called Caroline Graham.